The greatest desire on the heart of so many, and especially this time of the year, is in one word, peace. The world cries out for peace. Your psyche, who you are, cries out for peace. We beat our breast. We cry. We cry out to God, Lord, bring me some kind of peace. And yet, we're always looking, but few will find that ultimate peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, it's not going to be on a drug that you take. You won't find it there. It's not going to be in a good book that you read, although there are good words in a lot of those good books, especially the Holy Scripture. But you see, the Holy Scripture is alive. It is well. It is the Word of God, but it is the Word of God to us directly. And it is He who says, through me you find peace. Not through what I read. What I read gives me the knowledge and the understanding of what I've received. I receive peace of mind, peace of heart. Doesn't mean you don't hurt. Doesn't mean that you don't have illnesses. Doesn't mean that there are not problems going on in your life. What it means is simple. It means that God tells us how to follow His directions, and we look at those directions, and then He leads us down that path, because we want peace. A troubled mind is truly the devil's workshop. People say the idle mind is. A troubled mind can conjure up a whole lot more problems, trust me. So therefore, God said, I want you to have a peace. The peace that God wants to give is not a peace, well, of the world. It's not what somebody else can give you. It's not in your wealth or lack of it. Peace, the Scripture says, it surpasses understanding. I mean, you can't understand it. The excitement about having peace when you're looking death in the face and you feel a smile coming on your face and think, boy, have I lost it. See, it's not that you smile in excitement for death. It's that you smile knowing that death has no authority over you. For that which God owns can never die. The gift that God has given me can never be taken away. Did you know that a calling from God, the Scripture says, is irrevocable? Have you heard people say, you know, God called me to preach, but it just wasn't my thing? Well, it's irrevocable. I don't have a right to quit preaching the Word of God when God called me to preach. I don't have a right to quit standing for the truth of God when it's God that gave me the truth. The peace that I have in my heart is a gift from God. Why would I not get excited over being able to tell others how they can find that same type of peace? It's a joy unspeakable. It's full of glory, Brother Randy. It's joy that goes direct to the depth of the Spirit of Almighty God, which is in you. Peace. You'll never have peace until you have faith. Hear me. You'll never have the peace you're looking for until you have the faith in the Savior who gives peace first. Faith. That's believing. Oh, the faith in believing what you don't see, yet there's evidence of the unseen within you. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I feel and I can see the evidence of Him all around me in nature, in life itself. But it is that faith, meaning I believe. It is that faith that'll move mountains. Jesus said, I want you to understand that even if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, oh, that's tiny. You can move a mountain. It is the belief that you have and you believe in faith. I don't see it, but I know it exists. Inside of you is you. It's the human spirit. You in particular inside of you. Me and all in all. But that's the spirit of man. God looked down and He saw the spirit of man had gone crazy, wild, evil. And God says, I will come. My son will die. I am more than willing to allow my son to be born, and my son wants to come. So world, buckle your seatbelt, for the Savior is coming. He's coming for a reason. Now stay with me here. For inside of you is the spirit of you. Now, nobody knows that spirit of you, what is thinking. That's why you still have a friend. That's why you're still married. Because they can't read your thoughts. Think you do, but you don't. No, you don't. Why? That's an independent spirit in you, and your thoughts are personal to you. So man, they can't read your mind, even though somebody in your family said, I can read your mind just by looking at you. No, they can't. If they could, they'd know exactly what you're thinking about the time they said that. And you wouldn't be here. But God says that's you. Now, I'm going to bless you on that first Christmas. I'm going to send you my son. Oh, my only begotten. He's going to come. And along with Him, my Holy Spirit is going to be present. My son is going to be born, and man's not going to pay any attention. They didn't even show up. Not one religious leader showed up, and they knew everything because it said they did. They knew it all. And it didn't even show up for the birth of Jesus. God did. I think that's a pretty important birth. God shows up. Do you know that God shows up to every birth? Do you know that God says that He pays attention to every bird that dies? If God will attend the funeral of a bird, how much more precious are you? But inside of you is you, that spirit. God wants to be a part of us. Though no one else can read your mind or read your spirit, God said, my son has come, and he came. And when he came, he was getting ready to prepare the way for the Father in heaven and you to stay connected continually. Your spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, that Holy Spirit. Now hear me on this. When you said yes to Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you immediately receive the Holy Spirit of God. That's your communion, your contact to your Heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwelled you at that time. It is God wanting to connect with the real you in there. All of a sudden, you realize, God knows what I'm thinking. Man, does that get you nervous? God knows what I'm getting ready to say. So you, in your spirit, say, I better clean this statement up, because God is listening. You've got a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. A friend that knows the real you. God said, I want to have contact. I want to give you joy. I want to bring peace to you. And that peace can only come through me. So therefore, Jesus is going to be born. Whosoever calls on his name will be saved. My spirit's going to connect with your spirit, and I will bring the peace that you didn't think you'd ever have. A tragedy within your life that at the point and at the time of that tragedy, you don't think you'll ever get over. Oh, it's so overwhelming, you can't breathe. You can't feel, and you can't think straight. And then a peace that surpasses all understanding at a point overshadows you. That's the Spirit of God connecting with the spirit of you. He's the only one that can give you that ultimate peace. Anything you take to get it is going to wear off. God doesn't wear off. God is in you, and you're connected to Him, not just through life, but through eternity. Therefore, peace is going to come. Faith, believing, produces God's peace. Faith, believing, produces a peace. Well, now, Brother Larry, I've been saved for years, and I have problems. Well, I got news for you. If you live a bunch of more years, you're going to have a bunch more problems. It's not the idea that there's not going to be problems. It's not the idea that your spirit is not going to get troubled. Folks, I battled all day yesterday with my demons on the inside. Brother Larry, you're our pastor. You don't have to deal with demons. What are you talking about? I got to deal with some of your all's demons. And it's not always the husband either. But think of that. It is the demons of life. When I say that, people say, what do you mean? And if you'll take a moment, look into your own life and see when the demons attack you, the feelings that you don't like having, the emotions that you don't want, yet they hit. Anger. What are you angry at? You know, preacher, I don't really know, but I know I'm mad. And so who made you that way? I don't know, but I'm taking it out on the ones I love the most. Oh, that's real life, is it not? Is that not life? God said, listen to me. Larry Pete, you're connected with me now. I not even know your thoughts. I know what you're getting ready to think before you think it. Folks, that's a friend to have, and you better be thankful that he says he loves you. Because the one who loves me the most is the God who knows my every thought. And he knows when I'm fighting the demons. I could call any one of you, and you'd stand with me if possible. to fight an enemy that I would have. I know that. I would with you. But you see, I can't connect to that feeling. God can. For His Spirit is connected to your spirit. And whatever attacks you, think of it, it's just attack God. You know, I remember being into it with some folk at one time, very dangerous people, and it was almost laughing to me, because I knew, sitting there listening to them, and then I knew that when soon as they started cursing God, that I needed to pray for them. For they were not going to do anything to me. They had just challenged God Himself. And you feel foolish standing there when somebody is threatening your life and you smile. And they think you're crazy, so that makes them a little shaky too. But I want you to think about this. I want you to think about that interconnecting spirit of who you are. And God. And God says, I have you. It's not a physical thing, although He's in control of you physically. It is a eternal spiritual thing. I am connected with my Father in heaven because of His Son, Jesus, who came and born without recognition except for all of heaven and God. And He is born into a world that despised Him. And in that birth, He brought peace that the world doesn't understand. As God looks down, He looks in. John 14:27. Jesus is speaking. I am leaving you with a gift. Oh, that's nice on Christmas, isn't it? I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. Peace of mind and heart. Now, peace of mind. The peace of mind that comes over and you're looking at all the problems in your life, all the hurt, all the pain, all the mistakes, that's the demons showing you. I guarantee you they'll point out every mistake you ever made, from Vietnam to any combat area or anywhere else. I guarantee you those demons will come in and say, look at you, when you were young. Always like telling the demon, and I was stupid, young and stupid. But I know Jesus. I got peace that I don't understand. I have a joy. I told you I can't explain it to you because it's in my heart. And I know everything is going to work out. What are you talking about? I know it already has been worked out. I'll give you a gift. Peace of mind and heart. The heart represents your spirit, who you are. That's your heart. Do you know it in your heart? Do you know it in your spirit? The human heart pumps blood. Metaphorically, when the scripture speaks of your heart, it's your spirit, who you are on the inside. And he says, Jesus says, and the peace I give, it isn't fragile. Like the peace the world gives you. You get off the pills, you get off the other drugs, all of a sudden, no peace. So you get back on them. Jesus says, it isn't fragile like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. When you know you're a winner already, when you know that God's word says, I count you as though you are already here. That's why you and I, again, I remind you, you get angry with yourself and you think I'm unworthy. And God, your Father, who's connected to your spirit, let you know something. I see you as already being here. I see what's going to go on with you when you're complete. I see you as being complete through my Son. That gives you a peace. I'm okay with God. I'm at peace with my Savior. I have a peace that I don't understand within me. Whether it's facing death, or more frightening, facing life. The older you get, the more you realize that it's not the fear of dying. It's the fear of not being able to. The most horrible fear a person could have is trapped in a human body, not being able to get out, eternally dying, but never able to die. That's what hell is. The Lord gives me peace of knowing, because I said yes to Jesus Christ, I have that peace of eternal life within me. And then one day the Lord is coming back, and when he comes back, the Lord is going to bring all the saints that have gone on. If I go on before the Lord comes, I'm coming back. I'm in the rapture. You listen to me, Christians. So are you. I'm going or coming, but I'm a part of it. Because where Jesus is, that's where his children will be. And he knows the real me that has accepted the real him. But he says, I want you to be faithful in what? In believing. In love. Love. Care enough to take my word to a world that doesn't care. For until that world knows me, they don't have the spirit of caring. They only have the spirit of self. So we've got a mission, a peace that is given, that you're not going to be having to search for. It's there. Trials, troubles, tribulations, hurt, pain are going to accompany you in this earthly existence. But one day, faith will accept God's peace. You see, I believe that God told me I could find a peace that surpasses understanding, because I believe that in his love and in his word, I received that peace. I couldn't work for it. Jesus had to give his life for it. It is the Son of God who made it all possible. And it is the Father who looks to our life and looks to our heart and says, I know you. And he talks to your spirit. Sometimes he'll put words in your mouth that you didn't know were coming. Sometimes he'll bless you and keep your mouth shut where you don't say words that you should be saying. Philippians 4:11-13. I have learned to be satisfied. Apostle Paul is saying this. I've learned to be satisfied with the things I have and with everything that happens. Boy, that's a lesson, wasn't it? Paul was beat. He was stoned. Left for dead. I mean, come on, Paul, what's going on with you? Where's that Jesus you say you serve, Paul? You laying there all bloody, beat, mangled. Are you saying you got peace, Paul? When Paul comes to after being beaten unconscious, his answer would be, "Yeah, I got peace." You don't know why things happen to you in life, but through faith believing, you will have a peace that will come over you no matter what it is. "I know how to live when I am poor," he said. "I know how to live when I have plenty. I have learned the secret of being happy at any time in everything that happens." Woo! Paul was blessed. Laying there bloody. Blessed. "I can do all things through Christ. He gives me the strength." I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It is a gift that Jesus gives, never ceases giving, a peace in the middle of heartbreak, trials, tribulation, trauma, a peace, and the glow comes. Linda Cook, she's precious to me, those who know her. I was with Linda during the murder of her son. I was with Linda through many of the times of family members dying right and left. But to see her spirit and how she was always holding on to the Savior who guides her life, I watched her walk through those multiple times of having to deal with such pain of losing someone you dearly love. With John, her husband, who was a dear friend of mine, he was one of the lead officers at the Hardin County Jail. And to see the smile that came after he was straightening Linda out on something when the doctor stood there and they just shocked him and brought him back. And as he's talking to me and Linda, and they said, "Well, he didn't really feel anything." And John had my hand and he said, "Yes, I did. I felt it. I don't know what they're talking about." And so watch Linda as she handled those situations. That takes faith in doing that. Don't know whether I should have mentioned all of that with Linda or not, but she knows I love her. And I'm proud to see that kind of faith in the heart of a member and of a friend. Faith trusts God's peace. Listen to me. Faith trusts God's peace. It's a peace that surpasses understanding. What peace is that? It's got to be God, because you don't understand God. Although he does say, "Because now I'm connected with your spirit, you can know my ways." Nobody else can do that except for the believer. You can know my way. Thank Jesus, my son, because he made a way for you to know the way. "And I am the way," he said. "And through me, you will find that peace." Folks, it's a great time of the year to think about peace. It's a greater time of the year to appreciate it and enjoy it. It's a gift from God. What can man do against you? Isaiah 26, verse 3. "You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you." That's that trust, remember? "Because they trust you." I don't have peace because of what I know, but because I'm not even tough anymore. I never was as tough as I thought I was. But, you know, you get that in your mind. Oh, you move that, fight those battles and all of that stuff. But The scripture tells me, because they trust you. My battles are fought for me, already been won for me, because of what Jesus did on that cross. But can you imagine the Savior of all creation, of all existence, was born in poverty, not acknowledged by religious leaders, but accepted by people who needed some peace. And Jesus came in to their heart. I got Jesus in me. Faith loves God's peace. Without peace, I can't love. Without love, there is no peace. Psalm 119, verse 165. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter of both Old and New Testaments. Those who love your teaching will find true peace. And nothing will defeat them. Remember, only thing to fear is fear itself. I woke up saying that one time and I thought, what movie did I watch last night? Fear itself. I know in whom I believe, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which he has called. When I leave here, you all better be shouting, because I'm going to be out of this body when I leave. You stuck with me till then, but I'm going to be out of this body. You get excited, because I'm shouting going up. Now, you probably won't hear me, or Randy might. You probably won't hear me. But it's the peace that surpasses all understanding. I will have seen it face to face. But you know what else you're stuck with? And I'm sorry, folks, but you will be stuck with a little bit of me throughout all of your life. There's going to be a little bit of me. See, that's the influence we have on one another. That spirit, your spirit, my spirit. When you fall in love with the spirit of that individual. I don't know whether y'all notice this or not, but in our youth, when we fall in love, we grow old. We're not as handsome and as pretty as we used to be, but yet we still love. Why? Because we're in love with the spirit of that individual, not the looks. That's just a young thing. The looks that you truly see is the spirit out of that individual that you love. And when you love in the spirit, it's a lot of peace there. That's the word of God, and it doesn't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the peace that you give. Father, it doesn't matter that we don't understand it. The great blessing is we know it, we feel it, and we know, dear Heavenly Father, that you protect us with it. Give us direction now, Father, for the day. Give us strength and hope. Help us to take your message to a lost and dying world. Help us connect spiritually with one another. Let the human spirit connect with another human spirit, but be joined with the Spirit of God through salvation. Because of what Jesus did, we're all brought together. One God, one Savior, one mission, love. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.